How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Friday morning. And the clouds are starting to roll back in. So if you're leaving the house now, bring the umbrella because rain is expected. We were talking this morning. We started off the program with some discussion on the report that the discount retail chain Big Lots has announced it's going to be closing 35 to 40 stores before the end of this year, before the end of 2024. And rightly so, people who shop at Big Lots are concerned that some of the local ones here might be on the chopping block. And I was going to write up a little story about this yesterday. Went over to the Big Lots in Fairhaven, which is the former Kmart space right behind us. You know, Kmart became Big Lots and Tractor Supply, that area over there. And although I think Tractor Supply took up most of the Kmart, I don't know how much of the Big Lots was Kmart, but anyway, it doesn't matter. I went over there and, you know, wanted to take a couple photos of the store and talk to some of the store employees and see what we could find out. And of course, the store employee gave me the usual and the expected. Corporate hasn't said anything yet. All announcements will come through them. But then the person also mentioned to me, you know, but people seem to think we're already closed because of Boston 25 story, where they said in the story very clearly that the chain had not announced which stores would close, yet then listed all of the Massachusetts locations, which made sense to me. But then I guess people reading that and thought that was somehow a list of all the stores that were closing because they didn't actually read it. They just skimmed it. And so people were calling up and coming in concerned that the store was closing. Oh, when are you closing? When's your final day? You're going to have a sale. What's going on? And so I wrote up a story for WBSM.com and the WBSM app just explaining that, no, they're still open. And as far as I know, they will be open. Business as usual at the Fairhaven Big Lots, if you like to shop there. I didn't check in with the other ones because I didn't know, you know, how far people will go to get a Big Lots deal. Even though people from all over read our stories. So that's the latest on that. We were talking about that. We were talking about the news conference last night by President Joe Biden. You can certainly call him the reactions to that if you'd like to. I'm sure Chris and Barry will be talking more about that. But as I said this morning, you know, it was kind of what was expected. You know, Biden is strong on foreign policy. As a lot of people pointed out, you know, if that was a President Donald Trump in that same press conference, he wouldn't have been able to speak as much on all the details of things. Like, by you wouldn't have gotten the same information that you got out of that. So if foreign policy is a big concern of yours, the way that we are interacting with other world leaders, then this is your guy. And, you know, some of the questions that popped up, you know, not in the press conference that people were asking, I should say comments, really. It was things people were saying. Oh, the rest of the world is laughing at us. I mean, the rest of the world was there. It was a NATO event. And granted, you know, not everybody's in NATO, but our allies are in NATO. And our allies were not laughing at Joe Biden. They were working with him. And I think, you know, foreign policy will be a very important thing over the next 4 years. Certainly ending the wars that are happening right now is a major part of why a lot of people are going to vote the way that they vote. But in the end, the press conference didn't really do anything to assuage fears of people or to calm down the calls for Biden to step aside. But you start building more of these happening over the next couple of months, and maybe it could turn the tide. I just don't see how somebody new comes in and competes this late in the game. But everybody who is a much better expert than I am at this says it's totally doable. There's been many campaigns where nobody knew who the candidate was until the convention. You just have a recency bias because, you know, you're a young guy. Okay, fine. If you say so. But we'll see how it shakes out. We also talked a little bit about the passing of Shelley Duvall yesterday. But I also don't want to let another kind of celebrity passing that happened go by without sharing the story, because it is such a tragic story. If you're familiar at all with the TV, this is one that hits hard for 80s kids. If you're familiar with the TV show Alf, the young actor who played Brian Tanner, the young boy on the show, Benji Gregory, passed away. But the circumstances of his passing are very sad. So if you never saw Alf, it was a show about an alien from the planet Melmac whose spaceship crashed into the garage of the Tanner family. And they realize that, you know, he's an okay guy. We're going to let him live with us till he can fix his ship and fly home. But we've also got to protect him because, you know, the government's going to try to kidnap him and dissect him and kill him. Oh, and by the way, he eats cats and we have a cat. Hilarity ensues. And I was a huge Alf fan. I remember the commercials leading up to its premiere in the fall of, I think it was 86. And just watching all the commercials and saying, I cannot wait to watch the show. This looks like, oh my God, what is this? And I loved it. So Benji Gregory was the actor who played Brian Tanner. He was found dead back in June 13th, in his car at a Chase Bank in Peoria, Arizona. Now, the cause of death is still pending, but his sister told TMZ that Benji Gregory suffered from depression, bipolar disorder, and had a sleep disorder that often kept him awake for days. It's believed that he went to the bank to deposit some residual checks from the Alf TV series and some of his other acting gigs on the 12th, fell asleep in his car, and tragically died from vehicular heat stroke due to Arizona's intense summer heat. And with him was his service dog, Hans, and the dog also passed away. So a very sad story. He had done a few other acting gigs, but then moved out of the entertainment industry in 2003 when he enlisted in the U.S. Navy, later graduating from school to become an aerographer's mate, or aerographer's, I don't know what that position is. In 2005, he received an honorable medical discharge from the Navy. He was 46 years old. My age. Just a tragic story. Fell asleep in the car, it got too hot, and he passed away. And it sounds like he had, you know, some medical conditions in addition to depression and bipolar disorder. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Mike.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello, are you there?
It sounds like
you got to turn down the radio. Once you call in and you're on hold, listen on your phone, not on the radio. Okay, we'll wait. Here it comes. Are you there now? It's you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, when you call in, when you're put on hold, listen on the phone, not on the radio, because it's like a 20-second difference.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
How you doing?
All right.
You know, I was just calling when you was talking about, you know, somebody taking Biden's place. And I think you're absolutely right. I think it's too late for anybody to jump in the race. But I don't think that's possible. Kind of like, you know, who's going to jump in? You got donors to worry about that supported him. You know, a lot of money involved there. It's just sad that all we have to offer the country is these two guys. I'm not a Trump supporter. I know a lot of people are, but I can't. I don't think I can listen to this guy for another 4 years talk about himself, how great he is.
Well,
I don't know. It's pretty sad.
I want to say that, you know, that's a sentiment that a lot of people have had, where they say it's sad that these are the best two guys that we can offer. But that's not really what happened here. What happened here was these two guys wouldn't let someone else have a chance. So because each of them have such a hold over their party, obviously Biden, because he's the sitting president, and Trump, because he's Trump, you know, they wouldn't have allowed for somebody else to be able to challenge him. There could have been somebody out there who said, there could be somebody out there who'd be great at the job, but who said, you know what, I don't want to have to go up against that. On either side.
You're absolutely, Jim, you're absolutely right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I often wondered, you know, even after Biden took the office, you know, most presidents, when they leave the office, they kind of ride off in the sunset, and they kind of leave the president that's sitting govern, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not Donald Trump. He hasn't shut his mouth from day one since the death of office. He's been running around the country, you know, spouting that it was stolen and this, that, anything. He's been a disruption. That's one of the things that really irks me about him. You know, if you feel as though that you got ripped off, let it go, run again, and win. But if he doesn't believe that the elections are on up and up, why is he running again? Only when he wins, it's fair.
Right. And to be fair, I think Donald Trump was saying a lot of those things because I think he was campaigning from day one, even though he waited to announce that he was running. You know, I think he made it pretty obvious that he was going to, you know, seek the nomination again right from the time that he was out of office. So, you know, part of attacking the guy that's in the office and part of talking about all that was because he was trying to stay relevant because he was planning to run again.
Right. And, you know, I don't see none of his, you know, followers say that, you know, say, gee, you know, Biden is the president. It's not going to change. Let him govern and, you know, run again. But he just did a disruption right from day one. And that's pretty sad right there. And the people that support him should see that and say, you know, sit the heck down, you know, talk about this later. If you really care about the country, that's how you would take it. I mean, if he wins, I mean, I will support him, but I will not criticize him. I'll respect the office. I'll keep my thoughts to myself, and that's it. You know, hopefully things will get better or worse, one or the other, but I think that's what you should do for the president.
Whoever's
sitting there.
I appreciate your sentiment of, you know, respecting the office. And really, that is the right way that it should be. But I'm going to tell you this, man. It's open season on Donald Trump if he becomes the president in terms of criticizing him, in terms of, you know, making fun of him, all that stuff, because that's what has been happening from his supporters for 4 years. So turnabout's fair play. So if Donald Trump is elected for the next 4 years, if I say something bad about Donald Trump on the radio, I don't want to hear everybody calling in and whining about me being a liberal and whining about me having sour grapes because my guy lost. Joe Biden's not my guy. Just anybody that's not Donald Trump is my guy. And so I don't want to hear any of that. I am going to have free reign to criticize everything he says and to call him every name in the book. And not one of you can complain about it because you've all done it for 4 years.
True enough. You hit that one on the nail right on the head, too.
So I guess as much as I don't want to see Donald Trump become president, I'm going to have a lot of fun on the radio if he does.
Well, I wish I was a fly in the wall in some houses right now, what you just said. Oh, my God.
Getting them riled up already. They're all ready to call me the day after Inauguration Day.
That phone must be ready to rock off the dance table. Unreal. But I think that's what's going to happen. It's sad. I just think it's really sad. But it is what it is, and you got to kind of roll with it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call, and I guess we'll just deal with what the cards that were dealt.
Correct.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
And 508-996-0500. And of course, it's not like I'm going to come in here every day and do that. But I'm just saying, turnabout is fair play. I mean, it already happens now that if I criticize Donald Trump in any way, the phone lines are going to light up and app chat's going to light up, and I'm going to get called all kinds of names, and everybody's going to think I'm the worst person that ever existed. They're going to call Michael Rock and complain about me. They'll say things like, you shouldn't have a guy that's that liberal on a conservative radio station, which we're not. And then you know what they'll be doing at 3 p.m.? Laughing at every Howie sound cut from yesterday's press conference, laughing at every Howie joke, calling into Barry and complaining about, like, you can't be okay with it in one way and not okay with it in the other. If you think you have to respect the office, you got to respect the office no matter who's in. 508-996-0500. Let me put these calls on hold. Hold on a second here. Go to this call here. You're next on WBSM.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I hope President Biden stays in the race because I think it's almost like a sure win for Trump.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel that way, yeah.
I think you have every right to feel the way you do about Trump, but I think he was a great president. We know what we're getting, and we'll get that again. I mean, the world was a safer place. Prices were down. Freedom was up. And as a woman, I just think there's a lot of people out there that say, oh, well, a woman would never vote for, you know, President Trump because of what he said. And I think if they really dig into men, most of them talk like that in a locker room.
Yeah, but there's a difference between most men and somebody who is, you know, a celebrity. You got to be careful when you're famous because you never know who's going to use that against you. I mean, I'm not criticizing him for what he said as much as I am
at
for
that time.
No, but he was a celebrity.
He wasn't a politician.
He was a famous person.
And a lot of famous people say stupid things.
Right. So, I mean, and there are people who will call up and argue every point that you just made and say, well, you know, things weren't better. They weren't better for me. You know, it's all through people's own personal perspectives. But you made a great point there. No matter what side you're leaning toward in this race, we know what we're getting either way. So.
Yeah, and I think you have the right to criticize him. I've surely criticized President Biden. But I hope he stays in because I feel like it's a surefire win for Trump. And I just think America's just a safer, better place with him running it. So. Wanted to throw my 2 cents in there.
Appreciate that. You have a great weekend.
You too.
And let me take another quick call here before I got to take a break. You are next on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, primaries are a relatively recent development. Historically, the nominee is picked at the convention. And when you think about years gone by, electronics communication is so different now. In the old days, it was when it was basically the newspapers and the three television networks. Now, something happens, you know about it instantly.
Right.
It goes on all, you know. So if you pick a nominee today, by tomorrow, everybody knows who he is. And by the end of that day, people pretty much know, going to know what he stands for, he or she stands for, and what they want to do and all that. So I just think it's, I appreciate Biden, but I just think he's failing. And we all fail. We live long enough, we fail. If we don't die of a heart attack or get shot or something, we all fail. Unfortunately, I believe he's failing physically and mentally. If we've got a lot of great people out there, if we have a convention and pick a new person, within 24 hours, everybody's going to know what that person stands for. And with as you say, the choices we're facing, people will know. You know what I'm saying? We can't afford this guy again.
And kind of to your point too, where if you stick around long enough, you fail. If you stick around long enough in a campaign, you give people reasons not to vote for you. Somebody who comes in with this short amount of time left, they might be the beneficiary of such a short time window that they can be the shiny new toy and not lose that luster in time before the election, not exactly. Do something to shoot themselves in the foot ahead of time.
Exactly. So I admire Joe Biden, but it's, you know, we got to, either Kamala Harris or somebody else, there are people out there that are going to, I just feel safer with. And I certainly don't feel safe with this lunatic that, I can't believe people believe him. I mean, he's just the guy. I'm not going to my soapbox. I just think that it's this day and age with instant communications. We could have a convention, pick somebody new, and within 24 hours, most people who are going to decide who they'll vote for within 24 hours of the convention, I'll bet.
All right.
Anyway.
Thank you for the call. Thanks. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, bye.
And I got to take a quick break here. We will be right back. All right. Well, we're going to go into the newsroom now and get the latest from Phil Devitt. On the other side, we can get more of your reaction. 508-996-0500. Take it away, Phil.
A records breach at AT&T affects nearly all customers. President Biden talks to the press as pressure mounts to step aside. And a big blow for any remaining DVD viewers out there.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
AT&T believes a hacker has stolen records of calls and texts from almost all of its wireless customers. The company announced this morning that the stolen data doesn't include the content of calls or texts or personal info like social security numbers or birth dates. It does include which numbers a customer interacted with and data like how long a call lasted. AT&T said it's working with law enforcement and at least one person has been apprehended. Former President Obama and Nancy Pelosi have held private meetings about the future of President Biden's 2024 campaign. CNN reports both Obama and the ex-House Speaker expressed worries about Biden's mental fitness and how difficult it will be for him to beat Donald Trump. The meetings come as 16 congressional Democrats have called on Biden to exit the race. CNN reporters spoke with over a dozen members of Congress and people in touch with Obama and Pelosi. Many of them allegedly said the end of Biden's candidacy feels clear. The news comes the same day Biden spoke at an hour-long press conference.
The consideration is that I think I'm the most qualified person to run for president. I beat him once, and I will beat him again.
Biden said he had no plans to drop out of the race unless his team comes back with figures showing there's no way he can win. Fulton County, Georgia's Elections Board is bringing in independent monitors to observe voting operations in the general election. Tammy Trujillo has more.
Members narrowly approved the measure on Thursday. It now goes to the State Election Board for a green light. Fulton County has been scrutinized for the way it handled the 2020 election, becoming a focus for former President Trump's efforts to change the outcome of the vote. Two machine ballot recounts and one hand recount resulted in the same conclusion, leading to a narrow victory for Joe Biden in the state. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Actress Shelley Duvall is dead at the age of 75. She starred in several beloved movies after being discovered by director Robert Altman's crew in the 1970s, notably The Shining. Director Stanley Kubrick pushed her to the limit.
He demanded realism, so I had to really cry for 9 months out of the year and 1 month that I was in London to do the film.
Duvall died in her sleep due to complications from diabetes at her home in Blanco, Texas. Half of cancer deaths among American adults 30 and over are linked to bad behavior. A new study from the American Cancer Society says these modifiable risk factors include smoking, drinking, diet, and not being vaccinated. Smoking was the most common, causing 30% of all cancer deaths. Excess body weight came in second. And in what could be called the end of an era, Redbox is going out of business. For more than two decades, the company has rented out DVDs at thousands of kiosks across the country. That's all going away after its parent company, Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment, converted its Chapter 11 bankruptcy case to a Chapter 7 liquidation proceeding this week.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Athletics 7-0, taking their rubber match at Fenway Park. The Sox next host the Kansas City Royals for a three-game series beginning tonight.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
By mid-morning, we should have some scattered showers or even the chance of a thunderstorm rolling through southern New England. We're expecting a high today near 85. Overnight, tonight, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers, chance of thunderstorms. Overnight lows will be around 73. And for Saturday along the south coast, look for a lot of clouds, patchy fog, chance of showers, chance of thunderstorms that could make heavy rain. As a result, we could see some localized flooding. Look for your Saturday high near 81. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. It is Friday. It is time to check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. So Phil Devitt was telling us earlier that today is National French Fry Day, but you can't just have French fries. You got to have something good to go with them. And at the Butcher Shop, you always have great stuff that would go perfect with French fries.
Burgers.
Yeah, absolutely. How were your burgers last weekend? I know you said you were going to have some of those.
Sold them like bananas. We sold a lot of them, and I ate a lot of them.
There
I had
go.
Too many burgers.
What else you got going on this week over there?
The usual, brother. I got nice ribeyes. I got good tomahawks. I got linguica. I got chorizo. Listen, I got lobsters on sale this week. $9.99 a pound. That's a good price.
Wow,
good,
yeah.
Nice, meaty, full lobsters. Good sizes. Like one-person size. You know what I mean? Like a pound and a half. Nice lobsters.
Well, I've seen the lobsters in the tank over there, though. These aren't those scrawny little ones, though. They're good for one person, but there's meat on them.
No, these are nice lobsters, I got to tell you. Nice ones. Just came in last night.
Did you have time to name them all yet, or no?
Yeah, I get them all named.
You know, we were talking with one of our callers this week, Mary, who was making up some burgers, and she likes to mix sausage in with her burgers. And I suggested, you know, mixing in some linguica with some of the hamburger meat, too. Do you like to mix anything in with your hamburger meat, or do you just go straight burgers?
No, I do that. We do bacon, and we do linguica burgers, too. We'll do all that. We'll do anything you want, man.
There you go. Yeah. See? You'll do all the work for people so that they can have more time to spend eating and less time cooking.
Yeah. The only thing I'm not going to do is cook it. That's all.
No, but you'll get it all prepared for them. They can throw it on the grill. It just takes a couple minutes.
Absolutely, brother.
And then they can invite you over to join them for dinner.
I doubt that.
Well, I always ask you, what are you going to have this weekend?
Dude, I don't know. I'm looking around right now. What do I feel like? I don't know, dude. Maybe a ribeye.
There you go. Yeah.
What are you having?
You know, I'm going out to a concert tomorrow. I might stop by and grab some things to throw on the grill in the back of the car while we're in the parking lot.
Oh, that's cool. A lot of people come here and they tailgate. They grab nice steak tips I got.
Yeah, get some steak tips, some burgers, maybe some linguica to throw on the grill. Yeah.
Terrace Major, great stuff. good stuff for the grill.
Well, everybody can head on by to the Butcher Shop, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. You can get your beer, your wine. You can get some pre-made food if you want to just bring some stuff to snack on. You don't want to cook in the parking lot of wherever you're going or in the backyard. There you go. They've got everything you need.
Thanks, man.
All right. You have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you.
All right. That is Eric over at the Butcher Shop. Again, 123 Dharma Street in New Bedford. It is the place to go to get everything that you need. Not just your meats, but everything that you need. Although, it is meat grilling season. Have you ever cooked a lobster on the grill? I've never done it. I've seen people do it. I've seen them do like the steam technique on the grill. I've never done it. But I do love cooking swordfish, tuna steaks, even, you know, any kind of fish. Because you know how many cook fish in the kitchen? It smells. Kind of smells up the kitchen a little bit. And it smells fine the first day, but then the next day, like, it still smells a little fishy in here, even though I, you know, sprayed some deodorizer spray or whatever. I like to just take it, wrap it up in some foil with some lemon, maybe some lemon pepper seasoning. Wrap it up in foil, take it out on the grill, cook it that way. Comes out so good. But all Eric's got me thinking about now is that lobster. Sorry, I was daydreaming about lobster. All right, well, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. And I've been getting some app chat messages as we were talking about the election. And I got a message here that says, "See, you just said you would never vote for Donald Trump. Your bias is showing. Why are you even on the radio?" Okay, well, Chris is going to tell you that he's not going to vote for Joe Biden. Barry will tell you he's not going to vote for Joe Biden. Howie's going to talk about he's not going to vote for Joe Biden. Is that a bias? It doesn't work if you think it only works one way. We also got one here from Deb. She says, "Good morning, Tim. Deb here. If the convicted felon wins, it's game over for our democracy. I encourage all to look up and read Project 2025. Mainstream media is the one behind all this nonsense." Well, she's MSM. "Remember her emails, rinse, wash, repeat again. Only this time I think the majority of us know exactly what they are doing. It shouldn't even be a choice between Putin's puppet and Biden. It's like picking raw chicken versus cooked chicken. You honestly think you would be able to criticize Trump if he's elected? Well, I'm not so sure about that." Well, I didn't say that I could. Like, I know I'm still going to get the backlash for it. I'm just saying that the backlash won't be justified. Because you can't do it for 4 years and then tell somebody else they can't do it. And that's what's going to make it the most contentious as we get closer to November. And I want to try to avoid that on the radio. It's hard, but, you know, like one caller was like, "I don't understand how people can see, you know, that Donald Trump isn't fit to be president." And it's okay if you want to say things like that. I don't see how people can see Donald Trump isn't fit or that Joe Biden isn't fit. You know, that's fine. But I don't want to get to the point where it's going to devolve into, you know, name calling. It's like all these, you know, Trump moron. Like, no, let's not do that kind of stuff. If there's not going to be civility in the race itself, let's try to keep the civility here while we're talking about it. Because remember, the day after Election Day, we're all still friends, family, and neighbors here. And when I meet you on the street or you meet me on the street, when you come up and say hi to us at 50s night next week, I don't care who you're voting for. You don't care who I'm voting for. We're just two people having a conversation that both enjoy listening to 50s music and seeing classic cars and being around our community. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. And, of course, those of you who are heading out to see Dave Matthews Band tonight at the Xfinity Center, right? Is that where it is? Is it Xfinity or is it in Boston? I don't know. But the rain is supposed to clear up. So it's going to rain through the morning here. It started here already. It's going to rain through about 10, 11 o'clock, and then it's going to clear up. And then if you're going to Third Eye Blind tomorrow, it's going to rain all morning and then should clear up around 3, 4 p.m. as the gates open. So, yeah, it's going to be wet if you're out on the lawn, but you should be able to get through the show without any rain or thunder or lightning. And, of course, if you want to enter to win tickets to any of the great shows we're giving away tickets to all summer long, you just have to go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Today we're doing our final selection of winners for Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire at Xfinity Center on July 27th. And you can enter at WBSM.com and on the app right now to try to win those. I'll pick a winner when I get off the air here. Then next week, it's going to be Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, and Rancid at Fenway Park coming up in August. And so we will be giving those away all next week. And then we're getting so many shows. I can reveal one show that we just had added in that's for next week. Next week, we're going to be giving away tickets to see Patton Oswalt at the Vets in Rhode Island. And we're working on maybe trying to get him to join us here on the program. So one of my favorites, one of Phil Devitt's favorites. So we'll let you know more about that next week. We'll also be joined next week by Scott Pemberton on Tuesday to talk about 50s Night and what you can expect. Of course, we'll be down there on 50s Night. WBSM will have a table there. You can come on by. And we'll be giving away some tickets there as well to some of these events. I think we're either bringing James Taylor or the Marley Brothers down there. We're trying to get some more Doobie Brothers tickets. Maybe we'll have some of those to bring down. We'll have bottles of water again like last year. So come on by our table. Talk to us. Let us know what you like about WBSM. Let me know what you don't like about WBSM. We'll have a good time. And of course, we'll be playing all the music of the 50s here on WBSM on Thursday, July 18th from 3 to midnight. It's brought to you by Elite Auto Detailing, Market Basket, Leach Auto Body, and Empire Ford of Fall River and New Bedford. Let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right.
I just had to call in about that story about those poor dogs. It breaks my heart. Mm. My stomach is turning. Do you know how they were tipped off, the officials?
No. So the way I'd originally heard is that somebody called for a wellness check on the dogs. One of the neighbors or somebody must have known about what was going on.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering how long they were like that. But anyway, I guess it was Fall River Forever Paws and Fall River who assisted with the rescue. So I'm going to see if I can, connect with them and make a donation. And I encourage others to as well, because they're going to need it. All those dogs. Was it 21 dogs?
21 dogs, yeah. And 12 of them being cane corsos. So you know that, you know, they're going to need a lot of food those big dogs.
Yeah, I just hope that man is caught and severely punished, not just by the courts and the officials, but by karma. I'm telling you, it just breaks my heart. Thanks, Tim.
All right, you have a good day and a good weekend.
You too. Thank you, too.
I mean, I'm not an eye for an eye person, but, you know, maybe when you put him in a cage, don't give him enough food and water and see how it works out for him when it's 100 degrees. We got an app chat message here from Jackie in New Bedford. She says, it's funny how these people call and say that you're biased. The whole rest of the day, the shows are all Republican, putting down Biden. I like listening to your show because you tell it like it is. Well, thank you, Jackie. But I will point out that not everybody's Republican. They just might be conservative. And I am clearly not. So what we try to do with WBSM is have a variety of viewpoints. And we really want it to be so that even if you are a different perspective than the host, don't let that keep you from calling. And a show is not interesting if it's just a one viewpoint echo chamber. And I think we've got a pretty good balance. And I think we are making it so that, you know, you should feel, if you don't, I hope you'll give it a try, but feel that you can call in with any viewpoint on any of these topics. We just want to be a bright ray of sunshine on a rainy day like today for you. Speaking of sunshine, you might be thinking, even though the skies are cloudy, you might be thinking about going solar, because even on a cloudy day, you could be banking solar energy. How does it all work? Is Tim just making that up? Well, don't ask me. Ask Isaacson Solar. They're the experts, and they're the ones that can give you simple, honest, and direct answers to all of your questions about going solar. What's gimmick? What's truth? What's false advertising? What's real? Don't ask those guys that come and knock on your door, because that's not Isaacson Solar. They will never come and knock on your door. They will only come to you if you ask them to come to you. They'll come by. They'll take a look at your home. They'll tell you if you're a good fit for solar. If you are, they'll answer all your questions, and then they'll give you a free, no obligation quote. If you're not a good fit for solar, they'll let you know, and you can part ways and no hard feelings. And maybe you decide later on, you know what, I think I will cut down those trees and go solar. And then they'll come back and happily talk to you again. If you want to set up an appointment with them to talk to them, go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com, and get answers to all of your questions about going solar today. Got to take my final break of the program for today. We'll be back in just a few moments. And I make you smile at the time for you. Do ever what you want to do, coming over you. And that is Third Eye Blind. And if you're at the show tomorrow, look for me. Come on and by. Say hi. I'll be with my brother. You can't miss him. He's the guy that looks exactly like me. Everybody thinks that we look the same. I don't see it. He looks exactly like my sister, Kerry, though. They're like a year apart. But I don't think we look alike. Other people say we do. We definitely sound alike. People will hear us on the phone and think that we're each other. So I guess, you know, you can ask us both to talk and see what you think. But yeah, if you see me, say hi. And
at Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.